Wars generate their own vocabulary. Our linguist Jeff Nunberg talked about that just a couple of days ago, but his commentary was preempted in many places by Bullinen's announcing the start of the war in the Gulf.
Who first said that history repeats itself? Some people credit Hegel, but Montaigne made the same observation, and so did Plutarch, and so did Thucydides. One thing is sure, it was Marx who added that history repeats itself twice, the first time as tragedy and the second as farce. In this, as in so many things, Marx was an optimist. History doesn't stop at a second run-through. After the farce is played out, it returns as etymology. Take the word jingoism, which denotes a belligerent nationalism. The word encapsulates the whole history of British imperialism. It originated in 1878 in the political crisis over what the British called the Eastern Question. The Bulgarians had rebelled against their Turkish masters. The Turks suppressed the rising with terrible massacres and atrocities. Then the Tsar declared war on the Turkish Sultan in the name of his oppressed Slavic brethren. The English had been watching Russia warily since the Crimean War of the 1850s. That bloody exercise accomplished nothing. But it did enrich the English language. It gave us Tennyson's Charge of the Light Brigade, not to mention the Raglan sleeve and the cardigan sweater, which were named after the commanders who had ordered the brigade to glorious slaughter at the Russian batteries at Balaclava. Along with Wellington boots and the Eisenhower jacket, they remind us of the great debt that haberdashery owes to generals. Back to 1878. As the Tsar's troops advanced on Constantinople, the British prepared to go to war with Russia again. Queen Victoria told Prime Minister Disraeli she felt she couldn't remain the sovereign of a country that was letting itself down to kiss the feet of the great barbarians. Pro-war mobs took to the streets. They broke the windows of the house of opposition leader William Gladstone, who wanted Britain to side with the Christian Bulgarians against the Turks. As their anthem, they took the words of a popular music hall song, "We don't want to fight, but by jingo if we do, we've got the men, we've got the ships, we've got the money too." The pro-war party came to be called the Jingos or Jingoists. Disraeli sent a British fleet to the Dardanelles, but war was averted when the sides signed a treaty at the Congress of Berlin in June of 1878. The Russians got a couple of slices of Turkish territory, and the Turks got Bulgaria back after promising to treat the Christians more kindly. Britain, which hadn't fired a shot, got the island of Cyprus. Disraeli described the outcome with another phrase that would enter the language as peace with honor. But the British public was having second thoughts about selling out the Bulgarians. The affair became an issue in the 1880 elections, when Disraeli was turned out in favor of Gladstone, though that result may have owed as much to a national recession. Gladstone was less bellicose than Disraeli, but that proved in turn to be his political undoing. In 1882, the celebrated General Gordon got himself besieged at Khartoum by the armies of the Islamic holy man known as the Mahdi. The jingoist resurfaced, by now a common noun, demanding that a relief force be sent. But Gladstone hesitated, unwilling to sacrifice British lives for a territory so remote and inhospitable. The relief force reached Khartoum 3 days too late to save General Gordon. Gladstone's government was discredited and turned out of office. Gordon's death was not avenged until 15 years later, when General Kitchener led an expedition that reconquered the Sudan and killed the Mahdi and 10,000 of his men. It was a famous victory, but its only contribution to English literature was Kipling's Fuzzy Wuzzy, which is hardly in a class with the Charge of the Light Brigade. Neither Gordon nor Kitchener left his name on an article of clothing. Linguistically, the Pacific Mr. Gladstone probably came off best of anyone. The Gladstone bag is a suitcase divided into hinged compartments, a nice place to stow your kit when cooler heads prevail.
Linguist Jeff Nunberg. I'm Terry Gross.